lost your face. You can make me cry if you don't know. I can't remember what I was thinking of. You might be spoiling me with too much love. Gonna make me lonesome when you go. Flowers on the hillside feeling crazy. Crickets talking back and forth in rhymes. Blue river running slow and lazy. I could stay with you forever, never realize the time. Relationships have all been said. Might have been like Verlaine's and Rambo. There's no way I can compare all the scenes to this affair. Gonna make me lonesome when you go. You're gonna make me wonder what I'm doing. Staying far behind without you. You're gonna make me wonder what I'm saying.
Come true. And when you look at me with those stars in your eyes, I could waltz across Texas with you. Waltz across Texas with you in my arms. Waltz across Texas. Ending. I'm lost in your charm, and I could waltz across Texas with you. Oh, buddy, now. Troubles are just up and gone the moment that you come in view. And with your hand in mine, dear, I could dance on and on, and I could waltz across Texas with you. Waltz across Texas with you in my arms. Waltz across Texas with you. Like a storybook ending, I'm lost in your charm, and I could waltz across Texas with you.
Check, check. Pittsburgh. This is Eric Harrison coming to you with a heart full of gratitude on WRCT Pittsburgh. Rock on, Yinzers.
Do you love me? Do you remember the days of slavery?
Do you remember the days of slavery?
ever sing a song. Didn't go ask you. Let me cry. Let me cry.
It was like
it is just totally different to be playing on the radio though.
Yeah. Like, oh, live on the radio is crazy.
It feels weird with the headphones on. Yeah. I don't know, Carlos, I don't know if you experience this, but I don't like the fact that like I can't feel the ground like vibrating hella.
Yeah.
Like when I go on in the past, like I'm like, why do I feel like I fuck up more? And I'm like, oh, it's because like I'm just like feeling it too. It's so much more helpful.
There were times, even though the bass was like up and up in the mix, there were times where I just took the thing out and listened to this and felt it. Like it's so much easier to do that.
Oh, you up and up? Could you? Oh, I guess you're right next to it.
I was right next
to it. When I've been on the radio,
Yeah, it was
kind of like annoying.
Yeah, that is annoying.
Because I'm like,
I'm hoping I can come back here in like 20 years and it'll probably be gone. But
no, this I will make sure that this stays up. If they remove it, they are evil.
I mean, how far back do the other ones go on the?
In the inside, yeah. I think they go back to the 90s.
Crazy.
Oh, nice.
Well, they go back to when we moved into this space,
actually,
which was
Carlos,
in the 90s.
Actually, taking a picture of that too,
yeah,
while you're up
picture.
There. Not too close, not too far.
Like that?
Yeah. Great.
I'll
take a picture
for
my
thank
too.
You for coming in.
Yeah. Thank you so much for having us. It was great. It was a great last gig.
It was really fun. Thank you so much for that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hopefully we can. Hopefully it's not the end for Victor Kraft.
I will get you guys the recording edited.
edited.
Or raw if you want it.
Can you send both?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
The raw would be funny.
The raw would be funny.
We should release Acolyte as its own.
I'm gonna kill.
Just Ejector Crab self-titled extended cut.
Extended cut.
Dude,
extended
honestly,
cut
running
is
away
us.
With it because it's so different from the original. I mean,
the,
just like
the extended cut is us.
No, you made the
like
mistake of saying Slaughter Beach Dog.
Saying
you just
nothing.
Said this is Acolyte, and we could have
done
our own song. You can maybe just cut out the introduction and then just like drop it under a different room.
I'm hoping it's one of the parts that got cut out.
Yeah, I
think
that's always
on
stage.
Yeah, that's really
fun. I'll let you know. I mean, we're gonna
get
their
hype out. Are you
guys
dropping any music on Spotify before
Carlos? We're trying to.
Like,
Ricardo
emails,
is not
getting DMs about it.
Ricardo wasn't helping you?
Well, Ricardo
did
is,
he ghost
like,
you?
Yeah, we got
Ricardo's ghosting me too.
Kyle was like, we recorded drums.
No,
Kyle was like, we need to re-record bass because drums got hurt.
No, I never said anything.
No.
Wait, was bass not good? Was it not functioning?
I thought it was fine.
I thought it was fine too.
It was okay too.
For today? So
no.
We're
talking about recording, like studio recording.
Okay.
We redid drums, I think, or we redid some guitars, and Jonathan was like, we need to redo the bass on this. And I was like, I played to that click. Like, I turned the guitars down. I just played to the drums and the click. The drums didn't change. Did the drums change?
No. The drums didn't change.
It is totally like permissible to put out.
I was off by like 0.0001 at like a few times.
That's what I'm saying. Quantize it. I don't care. Quantize it.
Which is why I'm saying like it. We could have released Pixie Cuts and Take Me to the Beach like a month or two ago.
That's what I'm saying. Do we have the stems for that?
Yeah, yeah.
Then why? Oh my god.
Take Me to the Beach. The only thing that needs to change is like switching one of my drums. So it's not open high hat to close hat.
Yeah.
And that could have been it.
That's fine.
Why
that's
would we need recorded or re-record bass anyway?
That's what I'm saying.
We don't need it. We don't like to have
well, we don't know how to.
We have a vision, and he has a vision, we have a deadline.
We were talking about releasing it before Carnival.
Like, no, we were talking about releasing it before
SCS
Day. And technically, they were all ready. It's we just need to release them.
Do you have, like, the album art
for technically, you right now?
Yeah, technically.
Timing is more.
It's all ready?
Do we have it?
Timing is more important than perfection. I guarantee you will prefer to put things out sooner than to get it 100%.
Tell Jonathan that.
I will tell him that. I literally told Q that.
Yeah, Q needs to know that.
No, I did. He was like, I haven't really put anything out because I'm like still designing on the artwork, and I was like, I know how frustrating that can be, but like,
no, I wouldn't do that to you.
No, I think it'd be really funny.
It's my song.
He has this one song that's finished that sounds really good, but he's working on like a music video for it. So I'm trying to tell him like, you can just drop it. And then drop the music video later. Like, you don't have to be like forever on this.
Yeah.
Because then you can like extend the hype.
I know, exactly. Like, you can promote it again. Like, there's no reason why this has to be finished. Also, this song has been done for so long.
Also, it's a music video, like,
period.
For your, how many, like, I don't know how big, like, the fan base is.
No, there's no, it's just like friends. It's just like for friends.
Yeah.
Like,
I don't,
you don't need to wait for it to be done.
But guys,
he has a if you don't take it seriously, no one else will.
That is the realest response possible. I had a roommate from Philly, and that was the exact just ew.
Isaiah,
yeah. We're actually roommates again next year.
That's crazy.
Because I am only gonna be here for half a semester next year. Well, no, for a semester, half a year. I'm going to DC.
Oh,
because
you're already doing that.
DC semester, yeah. So I. So you know, we basically both decided like he wants to be able to live by himself. I want a place to live so I'm not homeless.
So half the year
we'll live together again because we know that we're both good roommates for each other, and he's a vibe. So
we're gonna just do that, and then the other half of the year. Just imagine
the idea. He's taking a building.
I love that man. He's my basis.
Kyle, did I tell you about my awesome plan to finish my album by next year?
I keep telling myself to do that.
I have come to the conclusion that there's a full group. I know what I'm going to do before semester,
which is
all summer till August. I'm just going to write music. I don't care if I think it's shit. I'm just going to finish it. Like, I realize that what has been stopping me from finishing is like starting to write a song and just dropping. But I realized listening to demo tapes for a lot of like
there's a
big artists that like they write shitty music all the time and they just drop it and release it. So I'm like, well, if I just write a shit ton of music and then filter through it during the recording process, I'll inevitably have an album of at least semi decent things.
Oh yeah, it's like the quantity.
My problem is I can't write
reads quality.
Yeah. So, like, that's what I'm doing for the summer. Like, I'm sitting down over the summer, I'm writing, like, 30 songs, and then I'm going to, hopefully, over September and October, record. My current roommate works, like, he works with Ricardo. He's a TA from Ricardo's classes, and he, like, does professional recording. So he's going to record with me September and October, and then hopefully I'm going to do, like, promotional shows at, like, local venues in November and December, and then aim to release by February.
Is this Preston?
It is Preston. You're Preston?
Yeah, Preston's Preston.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. He's leaving now. He's going to be studying abroad.
Yeah, he's in China.
He's a jerk. He didn't tell me he couldn't make the show.
This land is your land. This land is my land. From California, well, to the New York Island. From the Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream waters. I tell you, made for you and me. As I went walking down that ribbon of a highway, I saw above me all that endless skyway. Now I saw below me that for you and me.
Over the years, you've brought them into your home. You were prescribed opioids after the C-section and after Dad's back injury. They helped when you were in pain, and you held on to them just in case. But did you know holding on to unused opioids puts your family at risk? Trouble with opioids can start at home with unused medicines such as pills, patches, and syrups. You can remove the risk and protect your family. Find out how at www.fda.gov/drugdisposal.
You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh 88.3 FM.
Pittsburgh, this is Eric Harrison coming to you with a heart full of gratitude on WRCT Pittsburgh. Rock on, Yinzers.
Thank you. charité, quand même c'est une patate, un poule maigre d'éclatant. J'ai roulé, j'ai tourné presque toute la journée. Mais j'ai roulé, j'ai tourné presque toute la journée. Quand j'ai réveillé à ce matin, il y avait personne à mon côté. Mais j'ai beaucoup de tracas et moi je peux pas comme ça. Mais j'ai beaucoup de tracas et moi je pas vie comme ça. J'ai un joli petit million qui va porter mes caleçons. Wow, 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 yeah. connais pas comment elle va faire avec tous mes rêves et mes idées. Je connais pas comment elle va faire avec tous mes rêves et mes idées. Quand tu me dis tu m'as quitté, mon cœur pensait à brailler. Quand je lève le matin, moi je garde les flammes d'en bas. Moi je me lève à ce matin et je garde les flammes d'en bas. Cachée, et moi je peux pas la bébé, c'est elle qui va me
Ben Williams on the sound. Yours truly, Michael Ducey. It was a pleasure. Hope you can't generalize y'all a little bit. Merci tout le monde. Just remember why la dicky there. Au revoir, tout le monde.
on est que c'est loin. Les jolies, on les mignons, mais je les porte dans un grand bout de temps, dit qu'on est que c'est loin. On va aller dans mon wagon, si je peux la trouver. Là, je vais la demander, si elle veut venir, oui. C'est pour moi. Son vieux père il va aimer plus, mais c'est pas ça. Mais qui mon chéri, tu connaissais pas lui.
WRCT Pittsburgh. No one is as excited about flaming cheese as we are.
Over the years, you've brought them into your home. You were prescribed opioids after the C-section and after Dad's back injury. They helped when you were in pain, and you held on to them, just in case. But did you know holding on to unused opioids puts your family at risk? Trouble with opioids can start at home with unused medicines, such as pills, patches, and syrups. You can remove the risk and protect your family. Find out how at www.fda.gov/drug disposal.
G. Gordon Liddy, I urge you to tune in to WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 on your FM dial. If you don't, I'll break both your legs.
Breast cancer calls to mind self-exams and mammograms. But did you know the most fatal form of breast cancer does not have a lump?
No lump. Still cancer. You heard me right. No lump can still be cancer. Inflammatory breast cancer, IBC, does not show up
on a mammogram and often strikes women in their 30s.
So learn about IBC. Any sudden change in the breast is cause for a full and proper exam.
www.theibcnetwork.org or find them at the IBC Network Inflammatory Breast Cancer on Facebook.